I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
For the first time, certainly in my memory, they have agreed to negotiate aspects of their nuclear program that just a month ago, or just a year ago, they were refusing to even mention, much less enter into discussions about. That is not a guarantee that ultimately it will lead to a deal that's acceptable to the Senate or acceptable to the American people. But we'll be able to engage them in a process to truly test the proposition of how far they're willing to go. Complicating that process, unfortunately, is their internal regime is somewhat fractured in the sense of it takes days to get responses from their system. We can go into more depth in your follow-up questions. But we're hopeful that something like that could happen in which the straits would reopen. We would enter into a period of negotiations on very specific topics, delineated negotiations, in the hope of reaching an outcome that's acceptable to us and something they would be able to do as well.
That is Secretary of State Rubio testifying yesterday in Congress, and he is not saying the war is over, but he says we are getting them to talk about nuclear issues when before they would not even do that, did not even want to discuss anything, reference any nuclear material they have, or their plans to make weapons, and maybe a plan to cease and fully open up the country for full, complete inspection and verification. None of this would have happened. None of this would have happened without the way President Bush has played this event. You've got a lot of Democrats still saying, we need to do what Obama did. We need to just go ahead and sign a deal. In fact, Senator Chris Murphy of New Jersey had stated the other day, it's better to have even a bad deal. What? But Secretary Rubio is saying, we are doing better. And we're getting there. I want to let you hear more from him in a moment, but let me point out to you. Again, while these talks are underway and the so-called ceasefire is underway, we continue to have targets hit. Last night again, Iran firing missiles at the Kuwaiti International Airport. That's not a military target. Oh, it is in the mind of terrorists. But the self-defense strikes launched by U.S. military assets took down a host of ballistic missiles and drones fired at other Gulf countries and fired at ships. They, as you heard Rubio point out, still don't have any true leadership. We don't know how many crazed idiots out there are in control of some of these ballistic missiles and what they might still do. Thanks for joining us for Larry Connors USA, hour number one, June 3rd, 2026. We will have a full 2 hours tonight. Last night, of course, we only had 1 hour because we switched you direct to the debate of the top three St. Charles County executive candidates. It was an astonishing success. And if you couldn't be there, if you heard it on the radio, you heard as we presented it through News Talk STL, some very good, viable arguments. Maybe for a candidate you like or you're not fully supporting. Thank all of you who participated either in person or for listening last night. No other station in town has even attempted to do this kind of stuff. And here we are celebrating 250 years as a nation. And News Talk STL celebrating 5 years of existence. And we continue to climb so rapidly because of you. Thank you. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave each hour with more knowledge than you have when you begin listening that hour. That is a guarantee. So we're here every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 for you. In our next hour, cutting $5 billion of waste in the Department of War, $5 billion. Wait till you hear how our Secretary of War, Hegseth, describes where this money has been going. And later in this hour, attorney and political analyst James Herson on the California jungle primary. Boy, it was a jungle fight. Now, the complete reports are not in. But everything appears on the L.A. mayor's race that Bass is going to be one of these going forward for a runoff against the Republican candidate. But then you also have the race for governor's office. And there are a lot of votes still to be tallied. And I would tell you, and I'll ask James, what are they just trying to see how many more votes they need to dig up and bring in? And the story behind the story. It was on this date, 1965, the first American did a spacewalk. Not the first human to do a spacewalk, but the first American. I'll break it down for you in the story behind the story before we wrap up this hour. Once again, back to Secretary of State Rubio and his testimony before Congress.
Iran's desire to build a nuclear weapon was going to be built, was going to be effectuated behind a conventional shield. They were going to build for themselves so many missiles, so many drones, so many conventional weapons, including a navy, that at that point, there's nothing you could do about it. What they tried to do is they were going to try to build a conventional shield and hide behind that conventional shield and basically say to the world, if you come and do anything about our nuclear program, we will overwhelm you with missiles, we will overwhelm you with drones, and we will overwhelm you with our Navy, and you will not win. You will not be able to do anything about it. They were seeking that point of immunity, which is why the president chose to act, to deny them that point of immunity. Operation Epic Fury, some of you didn't like it, some of you did, was highly successful in achieving its military objectives, which is dramatically reducing the defense industrial base of Iran, the ability to build these missiles and to build these drones, especially the missiles program.
And the key there is success here. Is it complete success? Is it fully over? No. Actually, may I venture a point here? It will never really be over. We're talking about centuries of hate and a desire to destroy anything of the Western culture, Jews and Christians included. So they'll be constantly having to deal with this kind of stuff. But if we can get the Iranian state, the country itself, under control, and I'm not talking about nation building, I'm just saying let the Iranian people, they do not want to continue to be subjected to the horrific Sharia law and other things like that imposed upon their people. We're doing what we can, and not only for them, but to protect the Middle East, the U.S., the world, from Iran having a nuclear weapon. All right, turning to politics. Democrats continue to defend Graham Plattner, who is running for Senate in Maine. He has so many flaws. Had a Nazi tattoo on his shoulder, has now tried to cover it up. He's had it for years, but now has tried to tattoo over it. Now, he has served our country honorably, from what I understand. For that, I will give him credit. But that does not take away from some of his views, which are absolutely in the face of many of the leftists. He basically has spoken out against gays. He has spoken out against blacks. But yet they still defend him. Why? Well, listen to Virginia Senator Democrat Kane.
But are you comfortable having a potential colleague with a Nazi tattoo that he knew was a Nazi tattoo in 2019, took him years afterward to get rid of it?
Casey, I'm just going to answer the same way I just answered you. Anything I say is going to be played somewhere in Maine. Maine voters need to make this call. Once they do make the call, I'm sure I'm going to have some things to say. But as far as next Tuesday goes, that's the primary day. There's three names on the ballot. Maine Democrats will decide.
So if you come back on Wednesday of next week, we could ask you and you might answer?
When you ask me, when the primary is said and done, I'll tell you what I think.
They are such cowards. Speak your mind. In a way, they are. In a way, whatever we can do to get someone in position in the Senate to defeat and fight Donald Trump. Otherwise, I'm washing my hands of any predictions and certification for Plattner at this point. Again, that's Virginia Senator Kane and the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, Chuck Schumer, four different times questioned, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? Are you going to support Plattner? He ducks.
On Graham Blattner, are you satisfied with the explanations he's given for the controversies his campaign has faced right now? Are you concerned about what we've heard?
I met with Graham Blattner today. We're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate.
Yes. So you're saying that Janet Mills, your preferred candidate, there's been rattlings that she should get back in. You're standing behind Graham Blattner, to be clear here?
We're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate.
With Blattner.
Yes. We're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate. Any other subject you got? Any other subject? Yes. Yes. You right there.
Do you believe that Janet Mills should unsuspend her campaign?
We're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate. Last one.
You have not said if you're still endorsing Graham Blattner. Are you still supporting Graham Blattner?
As I said, I endorsed Graham Blattner. We're going to beat Susan Collins and take back the Senate.
Oh, my God. Same old, wash, rinse, repeat. Senator Bernie Sanders says even though Blattner has been scandal-ridden and all these things, not only just with what he's done on his body and a Nazi tattoo and denouncing and denigrating blacks and homosexuals, but all the sexting and other things and the way he's treated his marriage. That's between him and his wife, but it is, again, a reference to character. But Bernie Sanders says he has the guts to fight billionaires. We want, again, someone who will fight against Donald Trump. There's a voice of reason inside the Democrat Party. Pennsylvania Senator Fetterman.
What kind of a creeper has been on a decade on a platform like Kick and send a dozen explicit kinds of messages and who knows what else?
Would it be better for Democrats if he was not the candidate here?
You know, when I was growing up, if someone had a clear Nazi tattoo on them, you probably could conclude that there's a Nazi sympathizer. How, you know, at some point, are you going to continue to defend that or dismiss that?
That is common sense. And every Democrat that right now will not say other than we're going to defeat Donald Trump, how many times have they called Trump a Nazi? Trump doesn't have any Nazi tattoos on him. Blattner does and did until they covered it up. You don't erase history that way. Let me share something with you. The candidates right now the Democrats have, we pointed out yesterday, they're flawed, they're low character. Even Van Jones of CNN, and he blamed Trump because we don't have qualified candidates. He blamed Trump. I've been running a commentary on that all day. I got another notice on my email. Hi, Larry. It's hard not to be alarmed or outraged by what we're seeing these days. Fundamental decency, honesty on fire. Trump's policies are dangerous. Please click below so I can take my survey, and I will continue to fight for you. Should Trump be impeached and removed from office? That's from Missouri First Congressman Wesley Bell, who replaced Cori Bush, which I said at the time was going to be better for the constituency in the 1st Congressional District. I finally sent a notice back. I know that was an automated thing to me. Hi, Larry. I know it's all automated. I don't know if they'll get my reply, but here's what I said. Wesley, I like you, but you and your fellow Democrats, you're running on nothing but anti-Trump. Not one solid, positive proposal for the USA. This is tired and lazy rhetoric. Wesley, I'm offering you a chance to come on Larry Connors USA and discuss this. We can lock it down by email. In the meantime, I pray the best for you and your family. I don't know that I'll get a response, but if he'll come on, I'll make room for him. But again, I don't know how many times I get assaulted on a daily basis. You do too. Help me impeach Trump. That's a campaign. Well, the stuff finally hit the fan with CBS longtime anchor, 60-minute correspondent Scott Pelley, and I enjoyed watching MSN Now Rachel Maddow share the news. Did I see a tear?
The storied, venerable journalist and 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley has tonight been fired by the newly revamped CBS News. yesterday, Mr. Pelley reportedly lambasted the new leadership at 60 Minutes and at CBS for effectively killing the long-running news magazine after firing scores of staff members and its leadership and after accusations of meddling in the show's editorial process. For that, directly as a result of that confrontation at a staff meeting, Mr. Pelley appears to have been fired by the network.
Nick Bilton, the executive editor, carried it out in a statement to him, said Scott Pelley had a meltdown and made remarks about me after the meeting. And Scott Pelley had said, you and the new management owning CBS, you were murdering 60 Minutes. No, you guys have done it. Anderson Cooper's already out. You want to do some betting here? What's the over-under on how soon others are gone? Leslie Stahl. And how soon Scott Pelley will have a job with sitting beside Rachel Maddow? More from her on Pelley.
This newly appointed executive wrote to Scott Pelley, and the imbalance in terms of journalistic experience there is remarkable, given what the contents of the letter is. The letter says in part to Scott Pelley, quote, yesterday you hijacked my first meeting with staff to disparage me, my qualifications, and my intentions with remarkable incivility and contempt. The letter from the newly appointed executive producer goes on to say that Mr. Pelley was terminated for cause.
Now, again, what's the over-under on how fast he ends up at CNN or MSN Now, NBC, or wherever? Let's lay some odds on it. And again, how soon Leslie Stahl will be gone from 60 Minutes? You want to make the bets? Let's place them right now. Scott Pelley, by the way, was born in Texas, a native Texan. And I've always liked him, but that still does not distance and accept his political bias. 60 Minutes can be a good, solid program, has been, still can be. PBS, the same thing. NPR, they can do good, legitimate reporting, but they too often will let their bias get in the way. Coming up, James Herson, attorney, political analyst on the California jungle primary and what's happening in the L.A. mayor's race and the governor's race, and the story behind the story, where today, on this date, was the first American spacewalk. Ed White, NASA astronaut. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. true comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. My love it. Oh, and I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary. Well, what deep in love? Yes, I know.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. I'm honored to have James Herson with us again. Many of you see him on numerous networks, everything from the Fox News Channel to the CNBC, MSNBC, and Trinity Broadcast Network, Newsmax TV. James Herson, lawyer, also focusing on media psychology, New York Times bestselling author, international business attorney, and obviously keeping on top of cultural and political events. James, welcome aboard, sir.
Oh, great to be with you. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing great. I've got a lot of material to cover with you, so we're going to be running at a fast pace, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, let's begin with the California jungle primary. Boy, you do have a jungle going on out there. Let's begin with the L.A. mayor's race. Where's that?
Well, the L.A. mayor's race, basically what the jungle primary does is it says if no candidate gets a little over 50%, 50 plus one, a majority, then the top two candidates become essentially the choice for the voters. And so what we have right now, actually it's in both the governor's race and the mayoral race, is that the Democrat in this bright blue state did not get the majority. And in the case of Spencer Pratt, he's about almost like 8 or 9 points ahead of the third place finisher, and so it's looking very likely that there's going to be a runoff between Karen Bass and Spencer Pratt, and that's what we're all looking forward to. That,
well, and he's a Republican candidate. Pratt is a Republican candidate.
Well,
he points out he lost his house and his family lost their home in the Palisades fire, and pointing out again about how Bass has run the city, and of course we'll talk about the state. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we have the Democrats in charge, so they've perverted the election process. It's been, of course, we had early voting for a long time. But this election, is, I think right now they're about 60% counted, which is insane.
Yes.
Considering, modern technology.
Yes.
But also they have this thing, they can still get the vote by mail ballots that are postmarked. They can get them in until June 9th.
June 9th?
June 9th.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And then the provisional ballots are also being processed. And so the counties by law have to complete like their canvasses, come up with their numbers by July 2nd. And then the Secretary of State confirms the results on July 10th. So we're looking at this never-ending count, which a lot of people fear, and I fear, of course, that all of a sudden the special interests that are aligned with the Democrats, the ballot harvesters, will come up with ballots. And, I mean, they'd love to have Spencer not come in second and change the race. And same thing, of course, at the governor's level. So we're all hoping it's too big to rig. But, you know, it's incredible the amount of votes, really. Spencer's over 30%. And that means that in a city like Los Angeles, we thought he'd get the independent votes.
Right.
But he got a lot of Democrats. He got a lot of Democrats.
Good.
And the reason is because people aren't blind, number one. And the other reason is that they're experiencing the mismanagement, the terrible governance of these Democrats and of Karen Bass. And so I think that, and then the other thing is, of course, Spencer Pratt really ran an incredible campaign. One of the things that everybody's talking about are these short videos he
right.
did that went viral.
Right.
And, you know, there's all kinds of rumors as to who was doing that. He had a team of people. But just at the time when California needed a candidate to have a creative technology that doesn't cost so much, along comes AI, video rendering. And that's why there were so many of these short videos, clever, really entertaining,
and I know
and
Spencer,
with content.
Yeah, and they did have content. Now, note that Spencer Pratt has also paid homage to Arnold Schwarzenegger. He said, "You know, I can be just like him, and we can have another Republican governor as well." And speaking of the Republican governor's race, now, because we were then discussing the L.A. mayor's race, your open primary for governor, 61 gubernatorial candidates.
Oh, it was crazy. I remember it was like four columns of candidates that voters had to go through to find their choice. And the polls were so promising. I think I was even on your show, and it looked like the two Republicans were going to finish 1-2.
Right.
Now it doesn't look that way now. But the amazing thing, of course, is that with 60% of the vote counted, Steve Hilton is still in first place.
Republican.
A Republican and Trump endorsed in the blue state of California is in first place. Javier Becerra, the former HHS Secretary of Biden, and the people of California hardly know this guy, but he's a close second. And Tom Steyer, the billionaire communist,
right,
is in third, and Chad Bianco's in fourth. Chad Bianco finished much lower than his polling showed, another Republican.
But again, you're talking we don't really know where it really stands right now, and they're still bringing votes in and waiting for more to come in. Are they sitting in the corner saying, oh, we're going to need to add some votes here? Find that box that has those votes.
Well, we've seen this happen in blue states where they continue counting until they get the result they want.
Right.
And I know that, you know, obviously there's ways that candidates can attempt to mitigate that damage. And that's the reason that, of course, we had, you know, that the Republicans control the White House, the Senate, and the House. But that's, you know, this is all part of the reason that there's been this talk on the internet and talk by the president about the Save America Act there languishing in the Senate.
Let me tell you,
we need to get that passed.
I agree. In the last couple of minutes, because I don't want to cut you off, let's look ahead and let's say that Pratt wins the mayoral race, and then you've got Hilton winning the governor's race. How would that reshape California politics and the effect across the nation?
Well, first of all, I want to say these results so far have already reshaped California and already reshaped the nation, because what they've done is they've given candidates more confidence who are right of center. It's given donors more confidence. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, if they get into office, of course, it's an uphill battle. It's kind of like, you know, for Steve Hilton, he's a governor and he has to deal with the legislature of North Korea, because that's what the legislature of California is like. And Spencer Pratt has to deal with a similar situation with the Los Angeles City Council, where they even have people on the city council who are basically communists, you know, it's what they are. And so it's challenging. But I do think there's a lot of people in California, the ones that didn't leave yet, who want change and who want to vote for change and want to restore what was the golden state, and
right.
And now it's tarnished.
Now, let me take the very last minute or 45 seconds. I can't not have a conversation with you and not get your view of Scott Pelley and the CBS 60 Minutes producer firing him because of the way he claims that they're changing and they're showing up. They want to get away from their bias. You got about 40 seconds. Your turn, sir.
Well, Scott Pelley did something that you can't do in any company in the world, and that is you go publicly insult your boss. And essentially, he said, who is the boss of CBS News, Barry Weiss, that she wanted to murder 60
yeah.
Minutes. That's a quote. And the next day, he was let go, as he should be. You cannot basically diss the head of the organization that pays you, plus the fact that Scott Pelley has just a horrible track record of falsehoods, of supporting essentially villainous people,
all right,
and being extremely biased. And I think the proof of that's coming. He's already retaining counsel. He wants to file a lawsuit. He's going to have a podcast,
yeah.
And it'll be Don Lemon 2.0.
Yeah. James Herson, as always, thank you for your time. I'd like to do it again in the near future. Thank you, sir.
All right. Sounds great, Larry. Thank you for all you do.
Thank you, sir. Coming up, the story behind the story, the first American to take a spacewalk.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day, because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Walk out the door, just turn around now, cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me with your spy? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
History will record that Command Pilot McDivitt opened the hatch at 2:42 Eastern Standard Time. And a little after 3 o'clock along the eastern seaboard, Pilot Whitehead opened up a new frontier for Americans to explore.
Tell him we're ready to have him get out when he is.
Okay, we've got our go now, is that right?
Affirmative. How are
you? My feet are out. I think I'm dragging a little bit, so I don't want to fire the gun yet. Okay, I'm out.
I'm out. That, the words of Ed White, the first American to walk in space, separating himself from the spacecraft. But he was still tethered by a line. It was all part of the Gemini project. Gemini spacecraft began as the Mercury Mark II, an enlarged capsule which was made by McDonnell Aircraft in St. Louis. And I've been out there lately to their headquarters, but for a long time they had a, not a mock-up, I think it was the actual capsule that was used in one of the missions. But Ed White became the first American to walk in space on this date, June 3rd, 1965. That was during the Gemini 4 mission. Now, the point here being, when I keep stating the first American, the reason I state that is because it had already been done. The Russians did it first. They did it the same year, but they did it in March of 1965. The Soviet cosmonaut, Alexei Leonov, during one of their missions, he exited the spacecraft, floated in the vacuum of space for about 12 minutes. He was stabilized to his aircraft by a 17.5-foot tether. His spacesuit inflated significantly in the vacuum of space, which made it difficult for him to get back into the airlock. The only way for him to do that was to let some air escape in his suit. So NASA astronaut Ed White, when he was doing his mission in June 3rd, 65, they had an idea that that might be an issue that would have to be encountered. Now, he floated outside Gemini 4 spacecraft for 23 minutes. He was using a handheld maneuvering unit, what some referred to as a zip gun, to control his movements in space. But all of this started, again, with the Gemini program and the various programs they had lined up and what they were doing. It involved numerous astronauts, and the whole idea was to use the Gemini program as an essential step for NASA in getting humans to the moon. So you had Gemini 3rd, which had Virgil Gus Grissom and John Young in 1965, March 65. They were only up for 4.5 hours, almost 5 hours. Let me correct that. Three orbits. Then Gemini 4, 1965, in June, and on this date, Ed White left James McDivitt in the craft, and he went outside for a period of time. They were in orbit for 4 days. Well, when Borman and Lovell had spent 14 days in the cramped cockpit of the photo, from December 4 to 1865, two of the hatches had been removed, making the cabin seem roomier than it really was, giving each astronaut a window in front of their face. Now, their mission was primarily medical, enduring experiments regarding food, waste, and sleep. And then again, you had the continuing Gemini programs. But again, history was made on this date when Ed White took his spacewalk, and he got a question raised.
And you did, Jimbo?
Well, you know, I can't
find it on the
screen.
Dr. Brennan, I'll come over to you. I'm under my own control. Okay, I'm coming over. I feel like $1 million. Come back to you. Okay, I'm right by the
sun antenna now.
Okay,
let me get the
phone for you,
Ed. Oh, you got some
tremendous pictures
of you. Let me try again with the alpha ball. Okay, I think I've exhausted my air now.
Stay right there.
I have very good control with it. I just needed more air. All right. This is the greatest experience. It's just tremendous. Right now, I'm standing on my head. I'm looking right down. Looks like we're coming up on the coast of California.
What an amazing sight, and being in space outside his aircraft. Had a 23-foot tether and 25-foot umbilical. Now, when he said, I'm running out of air, he wasn't talking about for himself. He was talking about for the zip gun. He was using air to help him direct where he wanted to go. He floated in space for about 20 minutes, circling the Earth at a speed of 17,000 miles per hour. And during that period of 20 minutes, he traveled 6,500 miles. Again, it was a part of the 4-day Gemini 4 mission to begin studying the effects of prolonged spaceflight. And then it came time to end the walk for him to get back in the cabin. I will bet to this day that Ed White heard them calling him to do that and ignored it.
You're very thankful to have the experience to be doing this. I'll bring myself in and put myself out of your view.
You got about 5 minutes.
Let myself go out now.
Gemini 4, Houston. Gemini 4, Houston, Capcom.
Yes, this is Jim. Got any message for us?
The flight director says get back in.
Okay.
One. Where are we over now?
I don't know. We're coming over to the west there, and they want you to come back in.
Back in?
Back in.
Roger. We've been trying to talk to you for a while here.
Coming in.
You got about 4 minutes to get an LOS.
The flight director said, get back in. Ed White later said, hey, I was having so much fun. I'm not coming in. That's basically what he was saying. He was reluctant to return to the spacecraft. And he said, I'm coming back in. It's the saddest moment of my life. By the way, during that spacewalk, while the capsule door was open, Ed White's right glove, comfort glove, they called it, floated out of the capsule and into space. It's still out there somewhere. Might be one of those UFOs that you see from time to time. Now, despite the history that Ed White made on this date in 1965, Gemini 4 had some troubles, and the Gemini Project did in general. So there is more to the story behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
Shortly after the new ship came into mission control on the fourth day, the first spacecraft problem arose. The computer did not function.
We'll work on it. We'll give you an answer if we get one.
The malfunction was pinpointed in the 49th revolution. When it did not clear up, mission director Christopher Kraft made a decision. Gemini 4 would go to a rolling re-entry. He immediately queried the command pilot.
Hey, Gemini 4, what is your feelings on a rolling re-entry versus a 90-degree bank angle? We're recommending rolling here.
Yeah, get the job done, so why don't we go ahead with it?
The 60th revolution, the fourth day, and the computer out, but no problem. The flight surgeons made their final checks. Both men were busy stowing equipment. Now television and radio were back again. Gemini 4 would fly the same type of re-entry as Gemini 2, an earlier unmanned flight.
And if you recall, those flights would splash down in the ocean. I'll get to that again in a moment. Now, I mentioned 1984 in a slip of my language a moment ago, because I was thinking about, in addition to what Ed White did on floating outside the Gemini spacecraft for about 23 minutes, he was still tethered. That was, again, 1965. 1984, NASA astronaut Bruce McCandless II actually floated completely free of the Space Shuttle Challenger using a manned maneuvering unit, kind of a power pack he was wearing. And many have said that the Gemini Project, although it was to perfect skills like spacewalking, rendezvous, docking, essential for the Apollo program, later the moon landing, many said it was part of NASA's deadliest space experience. We did not lose anyone in space at that point. The Russians did lose a cosmonaut. Now, keep in mind also, 65, folks were absolutely captivated by what was happening. It was not routine, and every mission, many wondered about the outcome. It came time for Ed White and James McDivitt, his mission commander, and Gemini 4 to return to Earth.
Communications with the ground break off, but the onboard tape recorder is running. We listen to two men returning to Earth after 4 days in space.
Look at that. They're making some fire, too. Yeah, they're making a putting our ionization layer out. They're not reading
anything more now, are they? Roger, Kickapoo. We're just about ready to put the drone. Spares it up. Stand by. Hey, Spares, it's coming. There's a T-Reef.
And it's a good one, isn't it?
During re-entry, the USS Wasp launched 13 search and recovery aircraft. Gemini 4 splashed down at 12:13 Eastern Standard Time, June 7, 1965. It was sighted by a search aircraft 7 minutes later. Navy frogmen swiftly attached the flotation collar. And at 12:39, Command Pilot McDivitt opened the hatch. Both men took a deep gulp of fresh air. 4 days in space had ended. Gemini 4 was a major advance in manned spaceflight operations, the first time two men had spent 4 days in space. The crew, eating, working, sleeping in space, demonstrated that man can perform a number of functions in the exploration of space in a properly controlled environment and suffer no significant ill effect from extended spaceflight.
And of course, when they would come back, when they were taken back to the carrier that had launched the search craft, they were put in quarantine for a period of time because they weren't sure, were they going to be carrying anything that they'd have been exposed to. When you look at what we have accomplished in such a short period of time, it is amazing. So the NASA Gemini program, focusing on the four primary goals, achieving long-duration flights, proving humans could survive and function in weightlessness for up to 14 days, which was the time required for a round-trip lunar journey, rendezvous and docking, the ability to locate, maneuver, physically link two spacecraft in orbit, that became a critical requirement for the lunar module to connect with the command module, and that's where they had a problem at one point with the Gemini 6, trying to get it to launch and connect. And the extravehicular activity, testing refining techniques for astronauts to safely leave the aircraft and return. And then, of course, bringing them home safely. And at that time, they were basically crashing into the ocean. And then as the flotation devices enveloped their craft, the search planes and helicopters moved in to take them to full safety. An amazing time. We owe a lot to these men that were taking part, and the women that were taking part in putting these craft up and bringing them home safely. Tomorrow's story, behind the story, and it's not near as exciting, I will tell you this, as going into space, but my flight with the Blue Angels, which a lot of people had commented on, and not in a very kind way, I will tell you that. But I'll explain that in our story behind the story tomorrow, my flight with the Blue Angels. And, of course, coming up, you're going to see a lot of Blue Angels flights over our nation for celebrating our July 4th 250 celebration. We still have another hour to come. More on the Scott Pelley story. And I want to remind you, do not forget our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. VincentsJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law is already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Underlaw.com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.